Walmart pharmacies and opioid addiction. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. How responsible are big pharmacy chains for the opioid painkiller epidemic, which has claimed hundreds of thousands of American lives? That's the question at the heart of a new Justice Department lawsuit against Walmart. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Yeah, David, what the Justice Department is saying is that Walmart's in-store pharmacies filled prescriptions for opioids that they just should not have filled because those prescriptions should have raised suspicions coming from so-called pill mills, unscrupulous medical practices that were churning out opioid painkiller prescriptions to anyone with cash. The government alleges that in some cases, Walmart's own pharmacists were warning their superiors about pill mills, but they were rebuffed for a long time until Walmart reversed course.
Now, I remember Walmart itself sued the government this fall over this, right?
That's right. It was a preemptive lawsuit because Walmart was expecting the Justice Department's civil action. And Walmart's position then and now is that it couldn't have its pharmacists second-guessing doctors, that the responsibility rests with doctors and government regulators. And we asked Eric Gordon about this claim. He's with the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, and among his specialties is the biomedical industry.
Walmart also has a responsibility. It has a responsibility to be a line of defense against doctors who act badly. Walmart is supposed to take reasonable measures to detect suspicious prescribing and to cut it off.
So what's the balance between those two responsibilities, and is Walmart liable? That's at the heart of this case, David.
Nova, thank you. We're also covering the video President Trump released last night, calling the COVID relief bill passed in Congress a disgrace. While he wants parts removed and the relief checks larger, he did not specifically state he would veto the bill. Congress has the votes to override, but this would delay the arrival of checks, which Trump's own Secretary of Treasury had promised would start getting to people next week. The stock market is taking this all in stride this morning. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Investors are definitely looking past this. We do normally get an end-of-year rally. Everyone's in good spirits. And we are seeing that again. Despite some concern over what happens with the stimulus bill, it seems like the markets are definitely looking into 2021 and just thinking that everything is going to be better than it was in 2020.
I guess vaccines, right? That's still probably on the minds of many people making investment decisions today.
Most definitely, that return to normalcy and a reboot of the economy is what investors are counting on. And certainly a stimulus package, when it happens, is going to be helpful for the consumer and get them back on track spending healthily.
All right. That's Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in the Chicago office there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Indeed, the Dow is up 214 points, 0.7%. The S&P up 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down 0.1%. Now, you may remember that spooky time in the spring when the short-term money market seized up early in the pandemic amid surges in withdrawals, causing prices to spike alarmingly. The Federal Reserve had to massively intervene to smooth things out. Well, led by the Treasury Department, experts have been studying this and now say an overhaul will be necessary. Details to be determined. The holiday movies, streaming from Hulu, Hallmark, Lifetime, and beyond. There's been an increase in films with LGBTQ storylines featuring same-sex couples. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has this report.
The Happiest Season, one of Hulu's holiday movies, starts out with a lesbian couple, Abby and Harper, heading to visit Harper's family together for the first time. But turns out Harper isn't out to her family. She's told them that Abby, played by Kristen Stewart, is just a roommate.
I am asking a lot of you, but I promise I will tell them everything after the holidays.
The movie has gotten attention for bringing a gay couple into the cinnamon-scented milquetoast Christmas genre. It's also been criticized as cruel, archaic, and underplaying a topic that is painful for many people: fear of coming out and having to lie to your closest relatives. The new wave of LGBTQ holiday movies includes titles where people are out, like Paramount Network's Dashing in December and Hallmark's The Christmas House. Professor Amar Jean Christian teaches communication at Northwestern University. He says TV has traditionally been a place for stories that take risks because it's cheaper to make.
Unlike regular movies where you're trying to get people to pay tickets to the box office, TV movies have been a smaller financial investment for TV networks.
Also, Christian says this is in part a product of the streaming wars. Competition means vying for new and diverse audiences, which producers know already exist, and they're hungry for inclusive material. But in important ways, these movies do not break new ground, says Professor Kathleen Battles at Oakland University. She focuses on sexual identity in the media. She says the gay and lesbian characters are essentially being planted into very traditional holiday movie storylines.
None of this, like, kind of disrupts the fundamental conservative structure of these films, which always have this kind of, this, like, return to small-town life and small-town values, and they're very conservative.
Battle says there's only so much you can ask of the holiday movie genre, which she says isn't going to break new ground anytime soon. For that kind of cinema, there are other genres and 11 other months of the year. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Thanks, Jasmine. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.